John Eaton explores local events, issues, health, music, arts, and entertainment in the Georgian Triangle. This is Chat with the Experts with John Eaton on 95.1 The Peak FM.
It is 9:04. It is indeed Chat with the Experts. I'm John Eaton, and joining me in the studio is Kim Dadswell from Dadswell Denture Clinic. We've got lots to talk about. Couple of things, certainly some Kinnett stuff, because you're a Kinnett.
Absolutely.
But I want to, first of all, ask you about the fact that you've been openly promoting for people to bring their milk bags to your denture clinic.
Okay. What we've been doing, actually it was a friend of one of our staff members who brought this project to us. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're collecting the outer wrappers of the 3-liter milk bags, and we're basically upcycling them into what is called a sleeping mat. And in order for us to do that, we need to collect 300 to 500 bags to make one mat. Okay.
And these, how these, are you making the mats, or you collect the bags and send them off to get made?
Oh, no, we're just collecting the bags to send them off,
right,
to be crocheted together and made up for third world countries.
Wow.
And basically what these mats are going to do is they're going to help protect the children who are sleeping basically on a dirt floor, so that if it rains or whatnot, they're not sleeping in the mud.
Right.
Okay. And it's... because milk bags are not biodegradable, we need to do something with them so they don't end up in our landfills.
Yeah, you can't put them in the recycle bins.
No, you can't.
You got to get rid of them some way. This is a great idea.
It's wonderful. And as a society, we tend to just toss things like this because we don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this gives us a chance to prolong the life of our landfill sites, and also to help out some other people in countries where there is a definite need.
You know, we have access to so much stuff all the time that it's hard to imagine that there could be a place where someone can't find a mat just to keep them off the ground.
Exactly. And another thing that we are collecting for that very reason is the prescription pill bottles.
Okay.
Okay. And what's happening with those is they are being shipped as is to Africa, where the doctors there are dispensing pills from their pharmacy in bulk, or in like a little handful, to the patient who requires a certain number of pills per treatment.
Right, because the pills alone are probably so expensive.
Exactly.
But then to get a container for them
is that much more expensive. Mm. And we think nothing of this. We just toss it away.
Sure.
Okay, whereas they just, it would help to protect the pills. Mm-hmm. It would help to allow the patient to get the proper dosage.
Right.
And the entire dosage. And it would just really help to keep everybody in their home safe as well, because they don't have the cabinetry and things like that we would hear.
So you're taking prescription pill bottles, just drop them off.
Yep.
Do you have to clean the labels off? Do you take care of that?
No, we can take care of that. It doesn't matter if the labels are on them or not.
Okay.
And we're, again, collecting the milk bags as well. And they are being basically flattened out and crocheted into these mats. And the other thing that they're being made into is a carry-all bag. Okay.
Oh.
So they get basically knit together, and they're used as a tote bag.
Right.
So it's another example of upcycling, where we would just toss something away.
And they can use it to carry things around.
Absolutely.
What are some of the countries these mats are going to?
They're going to Haiti. They're going to Kenya. They're going to pretty much anywhere where there's a relief program going on. So a lot of the third world countries where there's societies or agencies that are helping out,
right,
whether it's Red Cross or like Plan Canada or whoever.
Any of those NGOs that,
yes,
can help distribute the stuff.
Exactly.
Anything else you're collecting? I heard there's a... do people still collect those pop tabs for wheelchairs?
Yeah, they are collecting the pop tabs for wheelchairs. Another thing that... I was just recently in Cuba over March break, and I actually bought a purse for my daughter that was made out of these pop tabs.
Okay.
Okay, it was all sewed together, and it looked really kind of cool. So it's nice. Again, one of those things that we just toss away, and somebody is making a useful item out of it. And there's no real real reason why anybody couldn't. So it's just another use, and it helps to keep the environment a little bit cleaner.
If folks want to contribute to their milk bags or their prescriptions or their pop tabs, where do they get a hold of you? Where do they go?
We are located at 72 Pine Street at Dadswell Denture Clinic, which is across the road from Loblaw's parking lot and right next door to Fawcett Funeral Homes at Pine and 2nd Street. And we are there Monday to Thursday, 8:30 to 5. So you could drop it off pretty much any time there. Okay, we have a collection spot in our waiting room, so even if we're away on lunch or whatever, you can still just leave it in the container in the waiting room.
Fantastic. Yeah, and that's, you know, a great cause and a great way to recycle, a great way to think globally and
exactly.
Get the kids involved, have them drop it off.
Yeah.
When you're not being a denturist, you're also a canette.
I am a very busy canette. We are currently 12 strong and always looking for new members.
Mm-hmm.
We're growing again, of course, which is wonderful. So we're getting some fresh new ideas and new projects that are going on. Our next project that's coming up is called Diva on a Dime.
That sounds awesome.
It is a pile of fun. Essentially, what we're doing is we're collecting formal wear, like dresses, all those things that you wear once or twice, and then it sits in your closet.
So the wedding dress,
the bridesmaid's dress, prom dresses, all those things. And what we're doing is we're collecting the dresses, the purses, the accessories, everything that makes the outfit, and
shoes
as well, and purses.
Mm-hmm.
And we are reselling them for no more than $50.
Wow.
Okay, so for anybody who has to get a prom dress for their grade 7 daughter, grade 8 daughter, or high school, those things can be very, very expensive for, again, a one-time event.
Yeah.
Okay.
And especially when it's a public school prom.
Exactly.
They're not going to be able to fit it again.
No, it's like if it was high school, if you're lucky, you get to wear it again, but not likely.
Yeah.
So this way, we're making some space in people's closets, and we're helping out people who can find a new outfit.
When does this all take place?
Diva on a Dime is turned into an annual event, and it is on the last Saturday in April.
Okay.
Okay, so this year it's Saturday, April 27th, I believe.
Okay.
And we are holding it at Trinity United Church from 10 to 3. And again, our office is a drop-off center for these items as well.
Right.
Okay, because we're all very community-minded, we're active in the community, and this is just one of those things that we feel is a fun kind of feel-good project. And we get to see a lot of very beautiful dresses come in.
I bet.
A number of our dresses are samples and last year's line and things like that that we are getting from Exchanging Vows.
Nice.
And it's just a wonderful, wonderful partnership that we've developed with Exchanging Vows. So it's working out quite well for both of us, and the community just benefits.
So you're getting some of the fashion from Exchanging Vows, but a lot is being donated, and if
Absolutely.
Folks have something to donate, how do they do that?
Again, they can drop it by the denture clinic at 72 Pine Street, or they could give it to any canette. We have a number of canettes throughout the community in various areas. We have one, April, who works actually at the newspaper.
Okay.
Okay. And we have a lady in Gavler & Company and a few other areas as well. Monica McKean, who is kind of near and dear to our hearts, and she is actually at Goodall Rubber as well.
Okay.
And she's actually coordinating our next project, which is the golf tournament.
Yeah, now that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
That is a pile of fun. That happens at Duntroon Highlands, and that is in August. That takes place on August 25th. The cost for that is $120 per golfer, and that gives you your cart, your meal, your golf, all that stuff that you need, and there's prizes and whatnot as well. And if there's any questions about that, you could certainly call me at the office or contact Monica as well.
I've been to Duntroon Highlands before, but never for a tournament like this. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful golf course. Mm-hmm. And it's usually a lovely day, so we usually really luck out on the weather.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Again, if folks want to get a hold of you guys to get involved in that, what do they do?
They could contact myself at work at 705-445-0011 or Monica McKean at 705-293-2436 or mckean@rogers.com.
I'll post all those links on our website at thepeakfm.com.
Absolutely.
Just go to the Chat with the Experts page. Mm-hmm. We'll have those phone numbers and a couple of web links for you to go check it out. So again, the big events are Diva on a Dime.
Yep.
That's coming up. The golf tournament. And at any time you want to drop off your milk bags or your prescription bottles or your pop tops, mm-hmm. They'll all be made use of at Dadswell Denture Clinic.
Absolutely.
Kim Dadswell, thank you so much for joining us and Chat with the Experts.
Thank you so much.